Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right. We're starting to hear now from the Rock and Roll, the new class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And is there going to be some drama on the stage? Are these bands going to reunite? What are they going to do? Let's start off with Bon Jovi, since they probably have the biggest fracture of all these bands between the lead singer and the lead guitarist, Richie Sambora, who hasn't been with the band for a few years. First off, let's hear from John Bon Jovi talking about being inducted.
I am humbled and I'm pleased. This is the stuff that you dream about when you start making records, and they established this hall. But when I started making records is, I think, the first year of it. So I was able to go to that first one, and you dream about it, but it seems surreal at the time. And as you know, they made us wait, but it's here now, and so it's rewarding. You know, it'll look good on my obituary. I'll be gone, but it'll read well.
He'd been very critical of the Hall of Fame the last few years for not putting Bon Jovi in. Now, will he reunite with Richie Sambora?
Now that Richie's left, the same invite will be extended to him. I appreciate everything he did. He was my right hand for a long, long time. So there was never any ill will, just like I told everybody. He just didn't show up anymore. Although we went on, he was there for, you know, 3 decades, and he should be there to celebrate the moment. He'll be invited to join the rest of the band and in all of the festivities. He's absolutely invited to play along with Phil and Hugh, and as will Alec. Yeah, I think it's a celebration. It's a one-off night that everybody should certainly show up with a smile and be ready to sing the songs.
We're only going to give Richie 2 drink tickets that night, though.
Did you hear what he said? It's a one-off night.
Yeah.
So that means that sounds like he's not getting back into the band.
No.
Because
and he's only getting 2 drink tickets.
John Bon Jovi gets a bigger cut of the band's receipts for the night when Richie Sambora's not in the house. Here's what Richie has to say about the hall.
It's great to be recognized for anything you do. It's fabulous to be in line with the greats and the heroes that you grew up listening to and emulating and taught you, you know? Because records was like books to me when I was a kid. That's basically where I saw it. When you're putting me in line with the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and it's a big honor. You know, it's nice to be recognized in that way.
I like the way you answered that.
Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues.
And I do think all of the thanks go to the Moody Blues fans, really, for giving us a wonderful life in music. And our induction has validated the music that they really love. I'm very, very pleased for us all. Really, I am. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
So Moody Blues will be playing. Bon Jovi will be playing with their old guitarist. What about the Cars? What form will that take? Rick Ocasek says he's working that out right now. Was asked about the probability of the band reuniting, told Rolling Stone, "We probably will. I don't know in which way we will. I assume it would be expected, and I'll be prepared for that." So it'll be good that they'll be playing. All right, have we covered everybody in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now? Has we covered all the drama? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah.
All right, now back to this George Clooney.
Rosetta Tharpe wants to say something. We're going to hear something from the sister.
She's been gone since 1973, so there's no chance that she's showing up. George Clooney, now yesterday we had that story about him giving $1 million to his 14 best friends, giving them each a briefcase with $1 million in it. His 14 best friends got $1 million.
All in cash, all in $20 bills, and he paid all the taxes.
That's nice, but this might be even nicer to people who don't know him. George and Amal Clooney, his wife, were flying to England, I guess from here to England, and of course they're in first class. They had the twins with them, they're 6 months old, and so what they did was they gave everyone in first class noise-canceling headphones with a letter of
nice.
Apology.
Nice.
Because these kids can get loud. All right, we'll close the trash with Jimmy Fallon.
You guys hear about this? Apparently, George Clooney once gave his 14 best friends $1 million each. They were thrilled, while his 15th best friend was like, "What the hell, man? Like, we cool? Are we having a barbecue or something?"
Yeah. You got to have a cut line somewhere. And somebody didn't make it.